Hey, so you know that feeling when you're at the doctor's office and they tell you they need to draw blood? The weight, the needle, sometimes multiple sticks if they miss the vein. It's one of those necessary evils of healthcare that's been basically unchanged for over a century. But what if I told you that researchers have just published a study suggesting we might be able to predict your hemoglobin levels and red blood cell count without ever picking up a needle? And the camera? It's pointing at your eye, not your bloodstream directly. Just the tiny blood vessels you can see on the white part of your eye. Sounds wild, right? Well, a team just published this in NPJ Digital Medicine, and the approach is surprisingly clever. So here's the basic idea. If you take a high magnification video of the blood vessels in the conjunctiva, that's the membrane covering the white of your eye, you can actually see a lot about what's happening in those vessels. The color, the diameter, the flow patterns. All of that carries information about your blood composition. The researchers built a deep learning model called VesselNet that watches these videos and tries to predict hemoglobin concentration and red blood cell counts. No blood draw required. Just a camera and some AI. Now, let's talk about how well it actually works. For hemoglobin prediction, they achieved a Spearman correlation of 0.47. For red blood cell counts, also 0.47. If you're not familiar with correlation coefficients, that's moderate. Not amazing, but definitely not noise. The really interesting part is their anemia detection performance. Using a hemoglobin threshold of 11 grams per deciliter to define anemia, they got an ROCAUC of 82. 8%. So if you're using this as a screening tool to say, does this person potentially have anemia? It's reasonably accurate. But here's where it gets really interesting from a technical standpoint. The researchers found that thin vessels, we're talking about vessels that are 8 pixels or smaller in the video, were way more informative than thick vessels. The thin vessels gave them that 0.47 correlation, while thick vessels only got them to 0.30. That's a pretty massive difference. It makes intuitive sense, too. Thinner vessels, especially capillaries, are more sensitive to changes in red blood cell density and oxygenation. They're like the sensitive sensors of your microcirculation. The team also figured out that 2 pre-processing steps were absolutely critical: local stabilization and denoising. When they removed stabilization, performance dropped by 38%. Removed denoising, and it dropped by 19%. So about half the value of their approach is just getting the video clean and steady enough to analyze it properly. That's actually pretty important context. Another thing that surprised me: instead of looking at individual vessels, using a bag of 16 vessels worked significantly better than looking at a single vessel. The single vessel approach got them 0.42 correlation and an AUC of 78. 5%. 25 vessels brought them to 0.47 and 82. 8%. Apparently, you need to average across multiple vessels to get a stable, generalizable signal. That makes sense. Individual variation across vessels is probably noise you want to smooth out. Now, before anyone gets excited about replacing their venipuncture with a smartphone camera and an app, we need to be real about the limitations. This is a cross-sectional study, which means they're not following people over time. The correlation of 0.47 is okay for screening, but it's not good enough to replace actual lab tests. If your clinical decision depends on knowing your hemoglobin to within 0.5 gram per deciliter, this isn't your tool. This is a triage tool. This is a you-might-want-to-get-a-real-blood-test tool. The authors themselves are upfront about this. They note that the approach needs higher resolution imaging, larger and more diverse cohorts, and better algorithms. What they do show, though, is that their importance weighting strategy seems to generalize across different populations. They tested it in non-Hispanic black and white populations and got ROCAUC values ranging from 82.9 to 89, 3%. That's actually pretty encouraging for real-world deployment. So what does this actually mean? Think about the use cases where perfect accuracy isn't the goal, but early detection is. Anemia screening in developing countries. Frequent monitoring for patients with chronic conditions. Home-based assessment for elderly people who hate going to the clinic. Those scenarios? This could genuinely be useful. You don't need a lab to get a preliminary answer, and you're not putting anyone through unnecessary needle sticks. We're still very much in the promising early results phase, but the fact that we can extract meaningful health information from a video of blood vessels in the eye is genuinely remarkable. Give it a few more years, better optics, more training data, and this could become a real clinical tool. For now, it's a really interesting proof of concept that your eye can tell you something important about what's flowing through your veins.